away.
I wondered what happened to that casserole dish. Thank you so much for bringing it back. Come in, come in. Oh, that was a heck of a party at your guys' place the other night.
Thanks.
I'll just put it here in the sink to soak. All right. That, here we go. Yeah, that was... No, it was fun. I appreciate you guys inviting us over. It's been really great to get to know you guys since we moved in a couple months ago. And yeah, it was fun. How are you? Oh, that's good. I'm good too, thanks. What about the night of the party? Oh, no, you don't have to mention it. We were both a little tipsy. It's happy accidents that happen. You don't have to apologize. It's fine, really, really. Don't mention it. Really, don't. Oh, you need me to fill in the gaps because you don't remember. Are you sure you want to know? I'm sure it was just a drunken, you know, silly accident. I wasn't offended. Are you sure? Well, I mean, if you insist. So, I mean, where do you want me to start? I mean, yeah, we had been at the party after we dropped off our kids at summer camp, and we were just hanging out with the other neighbors, just, you know, drinking, swimming in your pool and whatnot. Oh, you just want me to skip ahead. Okay. Well, I had come inside to use your facilities because no matter how drunk I am not going to pee in someone's pool or hot tub. That's just savage. I'm a lady. Well, that's nice of you to say. So I used the bathroom, and after I eventually pulled myself together in my wet one-piece swimsuit, I was coming out of the bathroom, and you were going towards your bedroom in the next room. And you said something silly. You're like, hey, come here often. You were super tipsy. And I said something silly and flirtatious back because, you know, just being friendly. And then you put your hands on my waist and you came a little closer to me. Kind of like you're doing now. And you kissed me. Just full on, bam, lips. And I was drunk as shit too, but I was just so shocked that you just up and did that right there in the middle of your hallway. And then you moved me backwards about 2 steps against the door of your bedroom, and you kissed me some more. And in my tipsy, drunken stupor, I kissed you back. Sorry. No, I really will apologize. It was wrong. It was a line. We shouldn't do that. That's not cool. You're married. I'm married. No, I, you know, like I said, we were drunk. It was fine. And it wasn't until you stopped kissing my lips and you started to kiss me along my jaw and down my neck while your hands were roaming all over my waist that I finally had a chance to come to my senses and take a deep breath and gently remove you from the premises of my body. And just, we laughed it off and went our separate ways. I guess you were going to adjust yourself in your swimsuit. Not that I was looking closely. Sorry. Probably didn't need to add that detail, but... So, yeah, it was just a silly, accidental, drunken makeout session that I had and still don't have any intention of telling your wife or my husband. Ever. I promise. It was a one-time drunken thing. It didn't mean anything. Did it? Why didn't I stop you sooner? Well, aside from being tipsy, which I cannot emphasize enough as justification, I don't want to gossip. You and my husband have become like instant best friends since we moved here. But if you must know, I was just completely shocked. It had been a long, long time since I've been kissed like that. Just that. Well, like that. Stop. Yes, kiss just like that. You're definitely sober now, and I'm definitely sober now. What are you doing? What do you mean? What do you mean you have feelings for me? Look, it'd been a long time since my husband's shown this kind of enthusiasm for me. Moving was hard. You know, there's always a reason for him. Work, stress with the kids, even though I take care of all of that. But, you know, I don't push him. I just take care of myself. I don't know why I told you that. So thank you for the casserole dish, but I've got some stuff to do. Stop. Why are you doing this? He said what? No. My husband? He literally joked that because I have a higher sex drive. He told you that we haven't been intimate in so long. Oh my God, I'm gonna kill him. I cannot believe he said that. Excuse you? He actually said that he would have someone else fuck me if it kept me off his back? Seriously? No, he didn't. Stop. I don't believe you. It's been long for you and your wife, too? I'll admit, I'm not as close to her as I am to some of the other moms on the street, but you guys seem so happy. You guys seem so connected. Oh, after the last kid. I can understand that. It's funny. After my last child, I've just been more and more needy. Funny how the world works, don't it? But still, we shouldn't do this. You should stop touching my back like that and pressing yourself into me like that. This isn't right. We really shouldn't. Look, my youngest is napping, and in the next room, fuck, you can guess though. Oh God. You want to show me what else your tongue can do? Cheesy. But oh, get your hand out of my pants. Okay, I'm wet. That doesn't mean anything. Oh, I didn't say stop. Stop. Oh, don't stop. Fuck. Oh my God. No, I'm not wearing a bra. I wasn't expecting to leave the house today. Oh. Oh, your tongue. Oh, my tits. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Careful. They're tender. No, don't suck. Don't suck. I'm nursing. Oh, that feels good. Fuck. God damn. Fuck. God damn. Fuck. No, I didn't realize you could pick me up to set me on the counter. Fuck. Here, let me lift my hips and you can pull my shorts down. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, your mouth. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to pull your hair that bad. You want me to pull it harder? Oh, God. Oh, you, fuck. God damn. Oh, your mouth is so good. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, right there on my clit. Oh, my God. Oh, God. So, oh, yes, pass those fingers inside me. Fuck, yes. Oh, work me with your fingers while you suck my clit, please. Oh, please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't. God. Oh, shit, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh my gosh. Oh shit. Hold on. My daughter's coming. Get up. Hold on. Oh my God. Here's a towel for your mouth. Go. Hold on. You need to leave. Go. Oh. Oh, I can. Hi, honey. Oh, hi, sweetie. Mommy didn't mean to wake you. Oh, you're so sleepy, baby. Everything's fine. You know our neighbor next door. He just came to bring back mommy's dishes. It's okay. Go back to bed, sweetheart. Go. Go, go. It's okay. Go ahead. No, I love the little pitter-patter of her feet as she goes down the hall. Don't put your hard cock against my ass while I'm trying to talk to my daughter. Oh, yeah, I suppose you had to hide that big protrusion from your pants. She's coming back down the hall again. You need to go. You need to... don't do that. Please, please go. We'll discuss this later. Yes. We definitely need to talk about this. Please go. Please go. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Baby, are you ready for a snack?